Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are at your service talking about the universal persona of the Commander of the Faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, it's such a comprehensive persona and this beautiful manifestation of the various attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the Exalted. And as well, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam is, of course, this living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, and is the manifestation of the teachings of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, this kind of an individual, of course, is going to have this magnificent universal persona, and nothing less is expected from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, there's one really interesting thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam relates, and he relates that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, told and said to Imam Ali alayhi salam during the Holy Prophet's death, or the time of his death, he said this statement 3 times to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, just this fact that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the one who speaks only of revelation, he does not speak from his own self. This individual is saying to Imam Ali alayhi salam something 3 times. And also, at what point in time, when his eminence is about to pass away during his death, So all of these things together show you the incredible importance of this statement. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said to me three times at death, be trustworthy to the good and to the bad, in small and large things, even in needles and thread. What an amazing, you know, statement here that Imam Ali alayhi salam relates from the very mouth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. This idea of being trustworthy, and of course, you know, we find that in His Eminence's life, Imam Ali alayhi salam was trustworthy, and not only the friend called him trustworthy, but the foe even called Imam Ali alayhi salam trustworthy. And here, this is such a beautiful statement, you know, and it says that we should be trustworthy to the good and to the bad. We should be trustworthy to the Muslim and the non-Muslim. You know, we should be these exemplary role models when it comes to our actions and our behaviors and our speech. You know, when it comes in our society, so that the people in society can look at us and say that these people are different, these people are better, these people are more noble, and these people are more trustworthy. You see how important this idea of trustworthiness comes into play? And many times we have, unfortunately, with our own hands, destroyed our reliability, our credibility, our trustability, and our trustworthiness when it comes to not just Muslims, but non-Muslims as well. And here we find, you know, such a different statement that whether the people are good or bad, when it comes to them considering you trustworthy, that you should be trustworthy. For example, you know, one of the descendants of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, the fourth divinely appointed Imam, he says that one should be trustworthy to the extent, he says that if the man who killed my own father deposits his dagger with me, I will certainly give it over to him when he requests it, meaning I will keep it, I will be trustworthy in this amana, this safekeeping that has been entrusted upon me. It's really important, you know, for us to be considered trustworthy and for us to truly be trustworthy within our core, just as Imam Ali alayhi salam was. And this trustworthiness, of course, it takes time and it takes practice. And sometimes when the decisions of life are incredibly difficult to make, that's when it really matters whether you are trustworthy or not, even though in all situations it matters. But it really matters when it's difficult to be trustworthy, especially with people who are not good to us, because you might want to take revenge, you might want to, you know, keep whatever they have entrusted to you. And it is at that point that Imam Ali alayhi salam says to us, definitely, definitely be trustworthy to the good and even to the bad. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi waqbal thanayi wajma' bayni wa bayna awliyayi.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome, my friends. Keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
I'm simply going to establish a very clear position that really, if we study the annals of history, as George Jodak, who was non-Muslim, and there are many non-Muslims for that matter, who have made this comment, but even if a non-Muslim never said anything about this great personality, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, you would find that all we have to do is ask or read in history who this person was. And if we are not touched by what he did, then there is no purpose in living in this world, in my opinion. Because it defeats every possible argument forward that then really what really makes sense is we're just a product of an accident and there is no reason to look for any role models, because life has no meaning at the end of the day. That means I lose my humanity and I might as well give up all my moral principles and I might as well not have an opinion about anything, because everything I have to say has no meaning to begin with. Thus, at the essence of this discussion is not at the level of promoting a tradition of Ghadir or promoting the tradition of those who are the Tashayyu, who are the Shia, or to promote the idea of one school of thought among thousands. It's not. It is to establish and fundamentally be the leading group that puts forth an argument that states that those personalities whom you have chosen out there in this world of religions, if they can compare to this, then we are on equal terms. But what is this that we're talking about? It is a kind of a quality that is dormant, it is in all our hearts, that we pass judgment on no matter what we do in life. We sacrifice what? We sacrificed by avoiding evil and promoting good. We sacrifice our evil inclinations for the good. We sacrificed the love of this world, which could be destructive, for the love of this world and the hereafter, which is productive and progressive. That kind of a sacrifice, Allah says, celebrate. That is why we celebrate.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام، چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی،
human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.